cuidar el planeta. Recuerdo una frase que escuché de un anciano hace muchos años. Dios siempre perdona las ofensas, los maltratos. Dios siempre perdona. Los hombres perdonamos a veces. La tierra no perdona nunca. Sí.
Bonani, Moweni, Jumelang, Apshweni. Goeiemorgen and good morning, South Africa or Southern Africa. I'm Bernie Crewe Brown and you are listening to Laudato Si, our journey on caring for our common home. Today is Tuesday, the 11th of November. That is 3 days before the anniversary of the Laudato Si Action Platform, which was launched on the 14th of November 2021. That day was specifically chosen because it was the World Day of Prayer for the Poor for 2021. And it was celebrated again on the first anniversary in 2022. And the actual dates for the subsequent years, I don't have at hand. But this year, as you all know, is a special year. This year is the 10th anniversary of Laudato Si. And the Action Platform plays such a pivotal role in the promotion of Laudato Si that it is this anniversary is very special. So what we'd like to look at is what you are called to do, what you and I need to do to embrace fully the Action Platform. Again, I've always said it's a little bit complex, but if you can look at it holistically, it is actually quite simple and useful, because every year there's a measurement that you can go back to see how you have improved from the year before to that point. And that is measurable in how your carbon footprint, basically, but also your ecological conversion, your spiritual journey, those two reflections. So what I'm going to begin with is the letter that has just been sent out to all those who are enrolled. It was sent out on the 31st of October. Dear Bernadette, what will be our answer? These were the closing words of Pope Leo XIV earlier this month as he marked the 10th anniversary of Laudato Si at the Raising Hope for Climate Justice Conference. Reflecting on the church's journey from study to action, Pope Leo reminded us that we must shift from collecting data and caring and from environmental discourse to an ecological conversion that transforms both personal and communal lifestyles. His message arrives at a pivotal time, because that was just a few weeks before COP30, which is starting now, once again turns to the future of our planet. The world's attention, the world's view of the future. Yet Pope Leo's invitation is actually to you and me, our personal invitation, to return to the heart where conversion begins, and to let faith shape the way we care for creation and shape the way we care for one another. And Laudato Si Action Platform team's message ended: as we look forward to our celebration of the anniversary of the Action Platform this November, may that question stay with us, not as a challenge, but as a prayer of response. And let us repeat the question: what will be our answer? And what was the question? Pope Leo asks us that God is going to ask us. So, no, Pope Leo tells us that God is going to ask us a question. And God's question is, God will ask us if we have cultivated, if we have protected, and if we have cared for the world that God, He Himself, created for the benefit of all. And He created it for the benefit of all in the future generations. And the question is, God will ask if we have taken care of our brothers and sisters, as well as the earth for now and the future. And then that question, what will be our answer? Let that question resonate in your heart and in your mind. As you absorb this beautiful song, a Spanish song, Franco Pistone's response to the International Year of Plant Health, declared by the United Nations in memory of Gianna Rodari, through his song, The Tree. This song is teaching climate awareness through song, and I found it really beautiful, and I will put the URL up on my Facebook page so that you can see the beautiful images as this beautiful voice gives us this wonderful message.
Non siamo poi tanto diversi, nasciamo per essere amici, qui dove io chiamo i capelli e dove tu i piedi ho radici. Sorridi, mi guardi confuso, ho visto i tuoi nonni bambini, abbracciati al tronco un minuto, abbracciami e stiamo vicini. Impara la storia del mondo che un albero può raccontare, pur fermo uno sguardo profondo, pur quieto so farmi ascoltare. Mi servono mani, mi servono parole per dire, al fresco di queste mie foglie, riposa, respira la vita, quest'aria che il cielo raccoglie ti dono sottile e pulita. Altre piante vorrei lo faceste un po' tutti, voi bimbi che oggi giocate domani sarete voi adulti. Piantateci ovunque a milioni, più verde la terra e più pura, insieme saremo migliori, insieme ne siamo natura.
Wonderful. I'm trying to think of a better description. That education comes through on every level, in every sector, in every goal. Education. And this was education. And we listen, that song was education. And we listen to Pope Leo asking us a question. And if we can't answer the question, we need to educate ourselves in what he is saying, what God is calling us, what the message is. We need to inform ourselves. We need to see. We need to see as God has asked us to do, as Pope Francis and Pope Leo said, and as we've just heard Pope Leo say, with our hearts, see with our hearts, open our eyes through our hearts to see what the real message is that God is calling us to embrace in this life's journey to eternal life. It's not just being a good person spiritually. It's also a good person as socially and recreationally and lovingly in your family, but it's also being a advocate, somebody who's aware that their voice is important to help better the world and people's lives. That's the first, but not just an advocate, to be a steward, a custodian, a carer of this home, and the home includes the people. But let us keep in mind that we do well. I think there's a lot happening, not enough for people, but there's much, much, much less happening for the earth. So with that in mind, and with what we've been through in the last 5 weeks, where I have focused on this anniversary of Laudato Si, which came through loud and clear in the Rising Hope for Climate Justice Conference. I hope that you enjoyed the different speakers we have had. This is the last one I'm having, the last one in this program, which you will hear from now. But I want to hope and pray, I do hope and pray, that each of you see the link, the connection, the unity, the need for togetherness in this action. And it doesn't and it shouldn't be through an individual like me in South Africa. It must be through yourself and you start in your life impassioned to do those things. Care for the creation around you. Ensure that nothing is being neglected or harmed around you. And on the same score, nothing, no human is being neglected or harmed around you. And that your spiritual life includes prayers for those that are neglected and for the world, the creation, the Mother Nature, Sister Earth that has been neglected and abused. That your prayer is there as well. So that ecological conversion links your spiritual and your physical actions together on this ecological conversion journey to integral ecology. But on that note, I'm going to give you from the Laudato Si Action Platform their outcome and their look at going forward now in at this 10th year, because things have changed within the platform, and we know this because I think 15,000 people in the world signed up, enrolled in the different sectors. But there are, is it 1.4 billion Catholics and nearly 8 billion people in the world today? And this message is for all people on earth. So there's a long way to go to a critical mass, which was our intention to be this year. Father Kuri Tadem, Josh Trum Kuri Tadem, when he initiated this 7-year plan, that this 4th year was the time when enough people had enrolled for a ripple effect to have occurred out. As I've just said to you, not listen to me, but you tell your story so that I am sharing a story, and you and your friends and your family, and that their friends and their family, and therefore more and more people are telling more and more people, and more people are listening because they become aware, they become educated in what is happening, and that it's not just green huggers or whatever we called. It's scientific proof that if you don't want your grandchild to buy oxygen and go home and have a dose of good oxygen to live for a few days in 2050, that you will start doing something now. Yes, it's as serious as that. So we're going to listen now to the new program manager at Laudato Si Action Platform. When I was at the Raising Hope for Climate Justice conference, there was a session on the Laudato Si Action Platform where Alonzo headed the session, and afterwards I had a chance to share lunch with him. Alonzo de Lianas, who is the program manager at the Laudato Si Action Platform. And just on that note, the person that has been with the Laudato Si Action Platform for almost its whole journey and has played a vital role, not just in her administration and her brilliant communications, but also in her own dedication and bringing the real wholeness, the picture of the Laudato Si Action Platform to us, is Maureen Villanueva Lecuona, and she is the engagement manager. I was really disappointed that she was not able to be at the conference, but now let us listen to a very short little conversation between Alonzo and myself. The Laudato Si Action Platform was high on the agenda at the Raising Hope conference. And we're going to unpack it a bit now.
I'm just going to invite Alonso to tell us how it is for him. He's stepping into this, he's been in this role a few months, and how it's going and what's going to happen now, like we've been doing in all the interviews that I've had. Welcome to Radio Veritas, Alonso. And yes, how would you like to tell us about the Laudato Si Action Plan?
Thank you. I'm actually very excited to be sharing with you that the Raising Hope conference was a big opportunity for me to encounter many of the platform participants from around the world. So many of the participants that are already leading change in their countries were here. And that was an amazing opportunity for me to talk and discuss with them about the challenges that they have doing their Laudato Si action plans and doing all the activities, advocacy in their diocese, with their bishops, in their schools, universities, and even leading by example in their own families, register as individuals. So it was very incredible to have the opportunity to talk with them about this.
Thank you. That is wonderful. Perhaps we can have you in a full program one day and we discuss all the sides of Laudato Si Action Platform, and it will encourage a lot of the listeners to take that step. You know, I have been trying to make them do it for a very long time. I think, actually, the South African number, do you know it offhand? I don't think you do. I know it's low. Did you hear that, everybody? It's low. So let's see what we can do. But thank you for being with us on Radio Veritas, Alonso.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that was a very quick interview. As we say, we were in the line to get our food, which I have to say was always incredible. I never knew pasta could be as versatile, diverse, and delicious in so many ways. Honestly, and the way we were catered, each of our needs were catered. They kind of even picked up if you were a vegan or a vegetarian or not. I was avoiding the meat, but I can normally have all the other food. Ah, I see you're a vegetarian. Please step this way. And a whole nother meal was ready for me. It was amazing. And there was where I met Alonso. And I look forward to engaging with him and Maureen again in the very near future, with the fact that it's the anniversary of the Laudato Si Action Platform, the anniversary of the launch. And now, in that journey that I so enjoyed, with companionship in Alonso and the many others that I had wonderful moments with, we are going to sing, listen, and sing, I hope you sing with. We are companions on the journey, sung by the Beyond the Walls Choir.
We believe in the love of our God. We believe. to walk humbly with our God, to walk humbly with our God. We are companions on the journey, breaking bread and sharing life, and in the love we bear is the hope we share, for we believe in the love of our God, we believe in the love of our God.
So now we are going to unpack the Laudato Si action platform. And as I said, right now we are preparing for the anniversary of the action, of the launch of the action platform. And that question, what will be our answer? How did we answer? How are we answering God in the way we are living now? And so these were the closing words of Pope Leo the 14th, not my words, Pope Leo the 14th's words at the conference. And when we reflect on the church's journey from study to action, Pope Leo reminded us that we must shift from collecting data to caring, and from environmental discourse to this ecological conversion that transforms both personal and communal lifestyles. So our personal meaning your spiritual, and communal meaning the way you live out your life. His message arrives at this pivotal time, just weeks before COP30. Well, that's when the message came. Right now, I'm telling you, in the time of COP30, when the world's attention once again turns to the future of the planet. Yet Pope Leo's invitation is deeply personal. He wants you and I to return to the heart where conversion begins, and to let our faith shape the way we care for creation and for one another. And the Laudato Si Action Platform, Alonzo and Maureen and Leon, Christina and Lorna Gold and everybody at Laudato Si and Laudato Si Action Platform are inviting us to save the date, to join the Laudato Si Action Platform 2025 anniversary. It's your time now. You can join to celebrate faith with its sleeves, with the faith sleeves, with our sleeves rolled up. So on the 20th of November, when we all gather online to celebrate this year of real transformation, you will feel connected, deeply connected across the world. Faithful communities who have turned words into action, who have restored what was broken, who are reimagining what's possible and reminding each other that hope is not an idea, but hope is a practice. So this annual celebration is our moment to pause, to give thanks, and to look forward together, to ask not just what we've achieved, but how we'll continue renewing the face of the earth. And again, this invitation I will have on our platforms, and have a look at it and sign up or contact me and I'll help you sign up. I'll send you the link directly. So every time, it is really worth being. You gain so much from these wonderful celebrations, the wonderful presentations. And I see the connection this time is going to be around the world. We have, well, they'll mention Pope Leo again from the Raising Hope Conference. There is, oh yes, Dr. Jakub Kowalewski's reflection on the Guardians of Creation story and exploring the Jesuit universities in Spain who are redefining sustainability, and there'll be more. The Archdiocese of Bombay, and they'll probably add in more from now till then. So, yes, the amount of people involved, the amount of different institutions, from what I can see, religious institutions mostly, is what you will receive when you join in on the 20th of November. But now, I'd like us to focus on the question you're probably asking. Why should I? Let us listen now to Audrey Assad singing, "It Is Well With My Soul." Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. Laudato si, O mi signora. Laudato si, O mi signora, O my soul.
When peace like a attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say,
stay.
just to link what's going on in Ladato Si with the world today, I feel is very important. Because, well, in this last 2 weeks, I can't think of something offhand right now in the last few days, but last 2 weeks, was that devastating Cyclone Melissa that destroyed Jamaica. Did you see? And we know the action for caring for our common home is strongest in the Oceania region of the world, the Philippines, the Indonesians, that in the islands, Bali, in the north of Australia and the east of Africa and the south of Asia, because that is an area where all those islands are, where sea level rising is absolutely evident, where people are moving out of their homes because the water has come into their homes. We know this with Venice, but Venice are being very technologically intuitive and utilizing the water coming in, which is how humanity, anthropocentric behavior, can adapt to these crises, these shocks and these stresses. And as we've said, a green, or let's put it this way, an ecologically sensitive, with a sustainable approach to ecological protection, okay, we can use technology in the right way, with ethics, with morals, and to the benefit of humanity, because humanity is the cry of the poor, but as well as not abusing the creation. For example, building walls to stop the water coming instead of using the water that is coming in. That's just a hypothetical kind of way of looking at it. But that the way climate change or climate crisis has affected, permanently affected an area, if a good green technology can help people adapt to that situation resiliently, is good. And I'll just give you an example of not good, or a worry, or a concern, where technology is needed, is the one of the master's topics, themes that I took on, and then I didn't follow it out. It was a bit too difficult for me, was resilience in water management up in the Okavango swamps. It was a specific town that had a specific project from a specific company that was looking at how this community could become more resilient. And when we look at resilience, we look at how a victim of a shock or a stressor is able to adapt. If they cannot adapt, then they're not resilient. They could adapt in ways that is harmful to the environment and then to themselves, or they can adapt in a resilient manner which helps them to stand firm. So they need to be prepared before the shock or stress hits them, so before the disaster, before the tipping point. The build-up to the tipping point needs to include an awareness of how to become resilient, awareness of the dangers, awareness of the negatives, and then with their own indigenous knowledge, with their own from the heart visualization of how to cope. The community has in place a mechanism or mechanisms to bring into play as disaster strikes, as the tipping point comes and shocks and stresses affect the lives of the communities. And in the Okavango Delta, where forever there have been no ablutions for the communities, they have naturally used nature for their personal hygiene. And this organization wanted to bring in sanitary measures to improve, and I'm saying that with inverted commas, the lives of the local people, so that sewage doesn't go into the Okavango Delta and ruin the ecology, the ecosystems, the biodiversity, affect it. Which is a very interesting scenario, because if we look at the Okavango Delta, we have, it's Botswana. Botswana have, I think now they've got to 2 million residents, population that low. So in these areas where you've got to look at, the Okavango is dry in the non-rainy seasons and then flooding in the in-seasons. And so the adaptation for these people to be using the WASH, I wouldn't say formula, but the WASH methodology. So the term WASH, as I think you might all know, stands for water, sanitation and hygiene. And it refers to the community having services, infrastructure and the behaviours of the people, ensuring that access to clean water, safe toilets and hygiene practices is apparent. And this is a United Nations initiative to meet the Sustainable Development Goal number 6. And as I say, there are ways to look at it and there are ways to initiate it. But resilience needs to come from within the person, the victim, the protagonist, the target group, and that needs to come to the fore. On this matter, I have spent some time talking to you now, which perhaps is not necessary when we look at what's going on with G20 and COP30, but I think it's important. It gives you an example of one of the aspects that is on the table at these big events. Right now, COP30, and that is one section, water hygiene. The other section is greenhouse gas emissions, very big energy. The biggest thing is a global warming, which is affecting those same communities where people are dying because there's less rain, there's too much heat, there's not enough food security. So the global warming is killing people, and that is something that is actually not on the table enough at the G20 and COP30. The other issues are biodiversity loss and education, bringing again into the scenario that it was in 2015 when Laudato Si was given to us. At the same time, the United Nations brought the 17 Sustainable Development Goals into four. And I have, in previous programs, put these together, the 17 goals divided up into our 7 Laudato Si goals. So we can just mention our Laudato Si goals, and it incorporates all of those. And as we know, the first is the cry of the earth, and then the cry of the poor, Then the three ecological, one is ecological economics, ecological education, and ecological spirituality. Then there is the living simply and sustainably. And then the final one is participation, collaborative participation, bringing everybody to the table. And that is also where this resilience comes into it, that everybody is heard and that everybody's approach to a successful solution comes from everyone's voice being heard. That is essential. Oh, I'm quite happy today. We are listening to a lot of music and singing and meaningful songs that I hope help you to quietly reflect on what you've heard and how you can apply it into your life, your community, your family, your work environment. A lot of you are also involved in NGO work, which connects on all these goals. So to help us again reflect, listen to Gen Verde, Beati, Beati Voi. It's the Beatitudes.
Voi poveri, voi puri, voi puri.
for you. Go to the Ladacha Sea Action Platform website. And, well, right now, it's wonderful to see that on the 1st of October, the blog was already posted with Pope Leo's message to us all at the Raising Hope Conference with his key messages. And what I would like to just read as a part of it is that Laudato Si has inspired the Catholic Church and many people of goodwill, as was seen there. I think there were probably nearly half the people, the participants of the conference, the conferees, were not Catholic, but they were all involved in creation care. And it has proven to be a source of dialogue, which it definitely was evident at the conference. And remembering that the conference was like a web for the world. We all came to the conference from all over the world. So it was a dialogue that has given rise to reflection groups, academic programs, partnerships and projects of various kinds on every continent. Many dioceses and religious institutes have been moved to take action and to care for our common home, helping once more to give priority to the poor and the marginalized. Always remembering that is essential, as well as praising God for creation. The challenges identified in Laudato Si are even more evident now, 10 years after it was first published. And these challenges are social and political, but first and foremost, spiritual. And they call for conversion. And then Pope Leo says, "Dear friends, let your faith inspire you to be bearers of the hope that comes from recognizing the presence of God already at work in history. Let us recall how Pope Francis described Saint Francis. He lived in simplicity and in harmony with God, with others, and with nature, and with himself. He shows us the inseparable bond between concern for nature, concern for the poor, commitment to society, and interior peace." We won't have the three if we, and we won't have interior peace if we don't have the first three. So it is encouraging, Pope Leo says, to see a variety of organizations represented at that conference, it was, as well as the many who have joined the Laudato Si movement and the platform for action. Pope Francis emphasized that the most effective solutions will not come from individual efforts alone, but above all, from major political decisions at national and international level. And that is what we hope is going to happen at COP30 and G20, which is going to take place next weekend here in Johannesburg. And so I would like just to guide you again back to the Laudato Si Action Platform website to see that the seven goals are pertinent and relevant to help you to address your ecological journey, ecological conversion journey, as well as for you to address where you fit into the action platform. Are you an individual? Do you have a family? Do you belong to a parish, a community? Do you belong to, does your parish belong to a diocese? Does that, are there religious institutions around you that are already enrolled or would like to know about it, that you could tell them about it? Are there businesses, even the parish church? Are they taking cognizance of their ecological conversion, their ecological journey, their footprint? And at the parish are you having educational sessions, catechesis, including ecology, awareness building? In education centres, are you bringing in ecology? Are you bringing in carbon footprint analysis? Are you bringing in spirituality, ethics and morals, all connected? Economics. We haven't touched on economics today. And in this moment with the cops that have spent so much money, the G20 has cost so much money. So much money has been spent on it. How much of that money is used in outcome? It should be 10 times the amount. Is it? We need to analyze that. And then how is money used? Do you consider how you spend your money? Are you spending money using facilities that are still involved in global warming, fossil fuel emissions? Are you cutting down on your own consumption of issues of things that use fossil fuel, methane expulsion? The other day we had a car in front of us and the blue smoke bulging out from it. I took a video, which I will place on Facebook now for everyone to see. And then the religious organizations are doing so much. Are we connected with them? Ask for help. Ask the religious organizations around you to help you on your ecological conversion journey, as well as our dioceses and the plenaries are in South Africa, the South African Catholic Bishops Conference. They are doing so much. Are we listening? Are they listening? Are we working together? I leave it here today. I thank you for listening. I thank you for what you are doing. And I thank Radio Veritas, who I hope are enrolled in the Laudato Si Action Platform, for this opportunity, which is your contribution to, and definitely grown in measurement over the 5 years that I've had my program. So congratulations on that one, Radio Veritas. And let us take it from here. Let us take it from here and see what we can do during this important time. I look forward to next week, where we all meet again and Laudato Si, our journey on caring for our common home. Thank you and God bless. Thank you all for listening. God bless.